Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Gotta be with it, man.
All rise. You better even all night rise as well. We continue greatness after the holiday, which is Between the Ropes Radio, live on this Wednesday night, December 26th, 2018. I'm, of course, your boy, Ty Asbury. Tonight is a special combination. The first, Rise Wrestling, and next, Rise Strong Wrestling Podcast. Now, to close out, this young lady, my guest, beautiful, puts in the OT, interviewer of Rise Wrestling, host of her own podcast, Rise Strong. She is Miss Lola Bradbury. I'm going to bring her in right now. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on. I'm super stoked. And fun fact, when I was little, I had this fear of automated, like, phone call voices. So while I was waiting, it was going. It was freaking me out a little bit.
Well, Miss Lola, I have to say, like I said, we've been talking throughout the week, you know, getting the show together, and it's, after reading all your credentials, it's truly an honor to have you on Between the Ropes Radio, and I'm glad you're stoked. I'm stoked. I'm sure Rise Wrestling, they're stoked. Everybody who loves you is stoked. So tonight, it is a special combination. I mean, mm-hmm. We're talking about Rise Wrestling, your podcast, you're here. I mean, the party's still going on after Christmas.
Yeah, and you know, you got to put in the overtime, you got to put in the work, and it's nonstop. People ask me, like, do you ever take a breather? And in wrestling, you have to put in the work, and there are really no breathers, and it's so, so important to remember that.
Exactly. When I was writing my introduction for the show, I was like, she does work. I don't think she ever gets any time off. I was like, I'm going to put OT in there because she works overtime, of course, but like you just said, for, you know, listeners listening to the show, you got to put in the work, especially in a business like wrestling. And hey, you're doing the right thing, working hard.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Lola, I have to definitely ask you, of course, how was your holiday, and what kick-ass wrestling gifts did you get? Because I know you got some gifts, so if you want to share with all of us, what was under your tree in wrestling terms, wrestling-wise, what did you get?
I'm doing well. I'm not feeling the greatest. I've been a little sick, but, you know, I have to, you know, come on here and just talk awesome wrestling because we've been discussing this for a week now, and I'm super excited. But as far as Christmas goes, I got a couple actual, and I'll post this on my Instagram and Twitter. I got these plush figures of Finn Balor and Seth Rollins for Christmas, and they're, like, the cutest things ever.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, two of the top guys, not only in WWE, but two top guys outside of WWE and the whole wrestling universe. I mean, two guys we all like watching, but I mean, you can't go wrong with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. I mean, definitely Santa, he treated you well by getting you those gifts.
He has. Thank you, Santa. Or if you watch TV constantly like I do, those commercials with Goldberg as Santa for like a Dodge commercial.
Well, the thing about you said you're being sick, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to call into the show, talk to me, talk to all your fans, people listening to the show live right now. It's just, I really appreciate that. But tonight, Miss Lola, the way we do things here on the show, the spotlight is on you. You got a lot going on for yourself. So if you are ready, for some interview time? Are you ready to talk about Rise Wrestling, your podcast? You ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll. The tables are turned. I'm so used to being the interviewer, so it's a nice change of pace for me.
That's just, like I said, I'll do all the work. You can just sit back, chill, and relax. Now, I want to ask you, of course, Rise Wrestling and yourself, two great combinations going together. I want to ask you, how did it come together for you in terms of when you got started with Rise Wrestling?
Oh, gosh. So back in October, I had already kind of technically started with another company that I'll talk about tomorrow that kind of kick-started my passion more for wrestling. But I want to say at the end of October, mid-November, I was just trying to get myself out there more because I knew I wanted to do wrestling interviews. I wanted to be a wrestling interviewer. And I just took a chance, and I tweeted the company, and I was like, hey, do you guys need an interviewer? And I didn't think anything of it, and they responded right away. And shout out to Marcus Mann for hooking me up. But he messaged me, and he was like, hey, he's like, do you have your portfolio? And at the time, I just kind of started out, and all I had kind of under my belt as far as interviews was an old podcast I did where I had interviewed wrestlers when I was having a lot of health problems because I didn't want to lose that passion for wrestling and I wanted to hear their stories. And I still absolutely, that's the main goal that I have still. And I quickly put together my portfolio, and all I had was my podcast work and my work for Shikara, and which wasn't a lot, but it was something. So I emailed it his way, and the next day he was like, I love your Shikara work. You start in December, which this month, at the beginning of this month, for their two-year anniversary show, which was a lot of pressure to prepare for. And, you know, Marcus Mann and Brandon Kay, the booker and the owner of Rise Wrestling, have been so, so supportive of anything I want to do. And they said, you know, anything you need, just hit us up, and we got you. And it's so rare to have that kind of support in professional wrestling as a female. And, yeah, that's how I got started.
That's there's nothing but a great feeling to hear about a great story, somebody who's, you know, worked herself up from the bottom to the top and where you are now. And Ms. Lola, the thing I think that helps wrestling today, as far as people who want to get into it, it could be a bad or good thing, is social media. I mean, you reached out on Twitter. I mean, you reached out to them, and they seen how hungry you were, and they reached out. They're like, you know, this lady really wants to do this. They reached out to you, and thank God for social media. I know people blast it and say it's bad for wrestling, but times have changed. You got to be able to adapt to move on with changes in the way the world works today. And the fact that you just stuck with it and they seen something in you, it's remarkable. And you're just, I mean, I just have to say, people who want to be wrestling interviewers, listen to what this lady has to say on the show tonight. And it's just cool how your story just came together. It's really, really, really remarkable.
And like you said, a lot of people blast social media. And I'll be the first to admit that wrestling Twitter can be very, like, very toxic. I had to take a break from it over the holiday. But, you know, you have people that are, you know, they will try to discredit you, your work, and your dreams, and they say, you know, because of your gender, your sex orientation, so on and so forth, that you're not good enough. But if you put in the work and you reach out and you stick with it and you show that you're passionate and don't let get that kind of negativity get you down, it can help a lot.
Yeah, and the one thing I definitely wanted to add into what you said is absolutely right. You said it was hard. Of course, it's always been hard for women in wrestling. I mean, it was always the men who were the last match. But even as you being a wrestling interviewer, you're in wrestling at the right time, because look at Renee Young. She's the first ever, you know, female commentary lead on Raw, and props to her for that. And you're pretty much putting your legacy in stone. So the right time being wrestling is for ladies. I mean, you guys are just killing it.
The future is female in professional wrestling. I will say that.
And of course, you talked about, of course, how everything came together for you and Rise Wrestling. Now, in the pre-stages, did you know much about the promotion? I know we all like, we see a job that we like to research and to see, you know, maybe there's anything that sticks out, like, I don't know, or not sure, but did you know a lot about the promotion once you sent out the Twitter and got the word that you want to be a part of Rise Wrestling?
The thing with, I think people don't realize from, you know, if you live in other states, obviously independent wrestling is so different in, you know, the South and the West Coast and the East Coast, especially in Pennsylvania independent wrestling. You have, it's this kind of, it's not necessarily small because it's booming with companies like, you know, IWC and RWA Pro that I'll talk about tomorrow, but with Rise, around here they put in the work, they post flyers all up over the mall, they post flyers, you know, on the streets, and they do a lot of street work. And I had seen posters before when I first got into wrestling back in 2015, and I would see posters and I would hear things about them. And then I want to say 2 months ago, I had done a local podcast called Wrestling Mayhem Show, run by Michael Sorg, who helps me out with the podcast I do now. So it's kind of come full circle. But I had met a girl, Honey Badger, that worked for Rise Wrestling. We had done a show about Evolution together on that podcast. And I adore her so much. She's my best friend, her and Jinx both. And her positivity and her and I just kind of clicked on the podcast talking about females in independent wrestling. And that was a big reason why I reached out, because she was so supportive of me and it made me want to work for it harder.
Yeah, and another thing too, like you're everything, like you just said, one thing about wrestling too, women's evolution, it's just like wrestling, of course, it's not what you know, who you know, but in wrestling now, I mean, if you're, when people in wrestling, with what I've seen so far and guests I've had on the show, it's good to have people in wrestling who's willing to go out of their way to help you, because I would think in any business, there are people who are just kind of looking out for themselves. But in wrestling, when you know people who are willing to give you a lending hand, that's just another big positive as well.
Absolutely. And you have so much, and this goes for the men too in a way, you have so much negativity and you have so much pettiness. And you see that WWE kind of milking that a little bit in storylines, which is a shame. But, you know, you have so much pettiness and people wanting to, like, discredit you, like I said, and people that kind of see you as this little kid in a big person's world. And, I mean, I work hard and, you know, I still sometimes get seen as a little kid. And, I have to keep proving myself, and to have friends like Honey Badger and Jinx and, you know, London Nolly, who you interviewed a couple, like, months ago, I think. Great woman. She's phenomenal in Rise. And it's so just reassuring to know that you have people that will have your back.
Have your back. And Miss Lola, of course, I'm sure you have. Your fan base is building up. Me, yours truly, I'm one of your fans. I think you do fantastic work, which leads to my next question. If a fan comes up to you asking, you know, of course, Miss Bradbury, first word that comes to mind about Rise Wrestling, what would you say to them?
Positivity. That's the very first word that comes to my mind. And you just, the whole locker room are all, you know, young and hungry, and you have those veterans, locker room veterans like Lee Moriarty and Derek Direction, who's a little bit full of himself, but he's a good guy sometimes. And they're all just so, you know, anything you need, they make sure, like, if I'm nervous, they'll come talk to me. Calvin Couture did that. He's very kind when I started. And he said, you know, people are saying good things about you. Keep up the good work. And, you know, it's to have people come up to you in the locker room and say, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. You don't have to anything to be nervous about is very reassuring, because you can get so down on yourself and get so kind of overwhelmed. And just to have those people come up to you and say, hey, you know, you're doing a good job is still mind-blowing to me, that I even remotely have a fan base, which is weird to say out loud, but absolutely just positivity.
Yeah, and for me, doing wrestling podcasts, you know, two shows, I mean, I'm doing this for a while now, and just to hear, same thing that happens for all of us, you know, I mean, yourself included, I mean, when you hear just a positive reaction from your, you know, your listeners, your fans, your family, that just wants you to do better. And that's the same case for me. I mean, it's just, I say this all the time. Once I put the headset on, I'm just at home, and it's just, you know, you love wrestling, you love what you do. And when you still have that passion, you got to have that passion for anything. I mean, we're not just talking about wrestling, but just anything, just, and, you know, and in general, like Miss Lola said, I mean, it's just when you get that feedback, positive feedback, then the sky's the limit for you.
Yeah, and, you know, everything can and will be possible. It takes time. A lot of people have come up to me and have said, you know, what are your plans? Or I see you being in a bigger company in no time. And I appreciate those comments. Don't get me wrong at all. It's nice to have people believe in you that much for them to want you to do bigger things. But also, if you jump too quickly, you can fall flat on your face, and I don't want to be one of those people who jump into something so, so big and then just kind of burn out. It's, if you're happy where you're at, like I am with Rise and the other company I work for, you want to cement your legacy in those companies. You want to do your absolute best to set, you want to set, not necessarily set the bar high, but you want to set goals in those companies that you work for instead of burning yourself out too quickly. And, one thing I'm always told is that in professional wrestling, you never stop learning. And once you stop learning, you stop trying. And I always try to get advice from the guys and girls and just hearing what they have to say and learning to better myself is an experience, and it's, you know, so great.
Exactly. And, I mean, you have to keep in wrestling. Like I said, you always have to keep learning. I mean, as far as, like, I mean, I know your podcast that you have, we'll be talking about that in a couple minutes. But, I mean, in wrestling, you have to keep learning. I mean, even for us, I mean, I have the show, you have your show. Even, I think now, I mean, there's so many wrestling podcasts out there. I mean, you got to continue learning with that as well. I mean, because you have wrestling guests on there. And it's just the same thing in wrestling in general. But like you said, the key thing in there in wrestling, you have to keep learning. And still, you still have to have that passion. Because like they always say, if you don't have that passion anymore, then you need to step out of the door and step off.
Exactly. And, you know, there are people that, you know, think they know everything, or they act like they know everything and they try to intimidate you, and you just, you know, you have people act so surprised that I know as much as I know, because I've only been watching wrestling as far as Raw and SmackDown since late 2016. I got into independent wrestling in 2014. And you just, you have to show them that you belong there. And once you show them that you belong there, then, you know, things go a lot smoother.
And exactly, of course. Talking about things that are smooth, I hope you are listening to one of probably the smoothest shows in the world for wrestling podcasts. You're listening to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. And tonight on the show, this is a big one for me. Probably one of the biggest shows I've done from Rise Wrestling. Miss Lola Bradbury, this lady is doing it all. She works for so many promotions. When you talk about somebody who wants to put in the work, this is the lady. We are here until 7 o'clock tonight. Call and talk to us live, 646-716-5926. And like I've been saying at the top of the show, rise up for sure. Now, Miss Lola, now we definitely talked about Rise, how you got started, but we haven't talked about the main thing, the main ingredients. Of course, that is all the stars of Rise Wrestling. Now, which brings me to ask you, of course, on the show, special combination for you, I have to ask you, two wrestlers in Rise, who would be a special combination for you that you would like to see wrestle?
Oh, gosh. Putting me on the spot. Like I said, the entire locker room is phenomenal, and we just came off of celebrating our two-year anniversary on December 1st, and next weekend on January 5th, we're coming back for 2019 better and bigger than ever. But they all, you always see these fresh matchups and opportunity in Rise, and they have a second brand called Uprise that, you know, are meant to give these opportunities to the upcoming hungry talent to give them a spotlight, which I think is so, so great and so, so rare to see the younger talent who work hard get that representation. But two wrestlers that I would love to see mix it up, I don't believe have yet. I could be wrong since I'm fairly new. I would love to see Lee Moriarty and Jinx mix it up. Lee Moriarty just came off of a huge victory against Derek Direction to prove that he is the leader of the Rise locker room. Derek Direction is a little bit delusional. He keeps mocking Lee Moriarty and taunting Marcus, the booker, you know, saying, you know, I'm the best. I'm going to be the locker room leader. And he kind of got knocked down a couple pegs a couple weeks ago. So I think that's going to hit him hard.
Yeah.
And he seems to be wanting to team up with Grindhouse, who are an incredibly scary team. Shirley Doe, Megan Myers, and Christian Noir, they want to ruin everything. They want to ruin matchups. They want to ruin what the fans want. And they're set out in 2019 to make Rise their own personal hell for everyone. And if Derek Direction and Grindhouse team up, it's going to be extremely lethal, I feel.
Well, we all know in wrestling, once the trash talking, the taunting begins, chances are you won't get your booty beat down. And you got to check out Rise Wrestling, because 2019 coming up, it is definitely going to be crazy in Rise Wrestling. And, of course, we've been talking about Rise Wrestling. We're going to get to Miss Lola's podcast. I know we've all been excited about that. I'm excited. I want to talk to her about that as well. But me and her have been talking before we got the show together. January 5th, Miss Lola. Mm-hmm. Tell the fans about what is going on, because you're excited about this. Before we, you know, we've mm-hmm. getting the show ready. January 5th, let all the listeners know what is going down.
January 5th, we're coming back for 2019 at the Stronghold in Lamont Furnace, Pennsylvania, 1952 University Drive, Lamont Furnace, Pennsylvania. Doors open at 7 p.m. Get there early, because myself and the Rev. Ron L. Hunt, who's a great, sometimes annoying co-host, run an awesome pre-show. So hopefully we'll be bringing that back next month. But next month, two matches have been announced. The rematch, 18 years in the making, Super Hentai, a Pennsylvania independent wrestling legend, and Brandon Kay. Their match got interrupted last month by the Grindhouse, that lethal tag team, that lethal group, who are the mastermind being Shirley Doe, and he pulls the strings, and it's scary to see if they had even remotely any control of Rise, what they could do to run it into the ground. And I'm sure they're listening to this. And guys, you got to leave me alone. I'm just trying to do my job. I know, Shirley, you interrupted my podcast with Super Hentai a couple weeks ago, and you made your message very clear. Just please just leave me alone. But we're getting a rematch, hopefully uninterrupted this time. Super Hentai versus Brandon Kay. And I spoke to Super Hentai on the very first episode of the Rise Strong podcast, and he had a lot to say to Shirley Doe, and he's ready to take him on if need be, if he happens to interrupt again. And another match that we're getting, the Reaper Matt Connard versus Lee Moriarty Part 3. Reaper Matt Connard won the Grand Championship on July 7th of this year in a rematch against Lee, and Lee wants to become the first two-time Grand Champion, Rise Grand Champion. So there's respect there, but there's also kind of territorial, this is going to be my year, this is going to be my belt. And it's in good hands either way. It's hard for me to choose. But Reaper has been doing such a good job kind of being that force of, you know, chaotic good, and Lee Moriarty is more just good. The Reaper Matt Conrad is kind of dark, kind of brooding, but he is a good guy, and so is Lee Moriarty. And if Christian Noir has anything to say about it, he wants that Grand Championship. They had a casket match, Christian Noir versus Matt Conard, and Christian got put in that casket, and Matt Conard retained, and he's not dead. So if he gets anywhere near that Grand Championship again and happens to win it, Rise is going to get turned on its head, and we're going to have a lot on our hands. So those are the two matches that have been announced for next weekend.
January 5th, Rise Wrestling Action. I mean, it's nail-biting. You definitely want to check out this card that is going to be huge. It keeps building, going, heading into next week, which will be January, of course, coming up just actually next week, of course, which is insane. Now, we're going to flip the switch here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, we're going to talk about Miss Lola has her podcast. It is actually called, which I'm very excited for too, myself, is Rise Strong Wrestling Podcast. And I definitely want to ask you, Ms. Lola, about this. Now, the question I definitely want to ask you, was it your idea to do the podcast, or did Rise Wrestling approach you about wanting to get this all together?
Kind of a little bit of both. Because when I went to my first show to discuss with Marcus and talk with Marcus, we had thrown some ideas back and forth. And then in November, before I started at Rise, he took me aside after the show, and he said, you know, we want to utilize our social media more, which they're going to be doing with their YouTube, I believe, next year. Also, they hit it hard with the promotional stuff on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. They post clips. They share my interviews, obviously, which I'm super proud to see how they turn out. And he said, you know, we're here to make you better. We're here to support you, and we're here to bring the best out of you. And he said, anything you need, any resources you need, just hit me up. And he's been so helpful and so patient with me and my questions, which I can get a little I second-guess myself a lot, and he's very reassuring, to put it short and sweet. And I said, well, you know, he was aware that I've done this podcast back in 2017, this wrestling interview stuff. And I said, you know, I'm game to completely do a podcast for you guys if you guys want to utilize it and, you know, work with me. And the goal for this podcast is not kind of behind the scenes, but behind the scenes, where you have those short kind of weeks between shows that you get so anxious and so excited to see your favorite wrestlers, and you want to know, you know, oh, they had this match and it was interrupted or something big happened. How do these wrestlers feel about their matches? How do they feel about what's coming up? And the goal of this podcast is to continue the story behind the scenes between shows to give the fans the feel and the feeling of how their favorite wrestlers feel. And Super Hentai was my first guest. He's been so, again, so supportive. He'll take me aside at shows and see that I'm nervous, and he'll say, you know, here's how you do this. He'll help me go over my notes to tell me how, give me pointers on how to speak up, and he's been so just awesome to me and by doing this first episode. And the goal is to extend the storyline, to give that feel like you're right there listening, like it's a story time, like the Edge and Christian show, like you're sitting right there and having them speak to you directly. And I'm just a storyteller. I'm, you know, I'm asking the hard-hitting questions that the fans want to know, that they can go, oh, that's how they, you know, this is going to happen, or they can make their own guesses. And that's the kind of glorious thing about this entire project, is seeing how the fans feel in reaction to hearing what the wrestlers have to say.
Yeah, that right there, like you said, you want to do like a behind-the-scenes podcast, and you're doing something like differently, something that's out of the norm that you know, we've seen it all with podcasts. I mean, you just want to do something different where people will say, oh, man, like Rye Strong, she does something differently that I definitely have to tune in and check this podcast out. The fact that you're going outside of the norm, you know, you're jumping over one door to another, and what's to be the door of difference, and where you want to, you know, make people – just grab their attention to listen to your podcast. I think that's the absolute way to go, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, and I'm super excited to see where this project goes in 2019. I will be recording the next podcast sometime after the show next weekend. So when I get a guest lined up, and we'll see how things go, and I'll be announcing it hopefully shortly. I'll also be reaching out to the Uprise roster, the newer guys that are getting the young and hungry talent that want those opportunities that are getting it because of Uprise. Marcus Mann and Raper Matt Connor both run that. And I'll be reaching out to everyone on the roster throughout the year and getting those stories to deliver to you guys. And I'm really, really excited. And I have kind of one more thing to talk about if we have time as well.
Absolutely.
So another independent local, Pennsylvania independent local wrestling legend, Boomer Payne. I met him at the two-year anniversary show, and I also had the phenomenal pleasure of meeting ECW's Chris Hamrick because he was doing a seminar and he wrestled on the show. And his ribs, if you ever are a victim of his ribs, he's the coolest guy. So I can say I've been ribbed by Chris Hamrick, which is cool. And so I met Boomer Payne at the two-year anniversary show, and he reached out to me, and he said, I want to try some things out, and it's still in the baby steps. We might be filming some stuff at the next show. I will be hosting a show on the SOS Wrestling Network run by Boomer Payne and Chris Hamrick. So that's going to be really, really fun to do into the new year as a project.
Now, I definitely have to ask you this last question because, like I said, your voice, you got the talent, and I definitely want to ask you, in your interviewer voice, what are your chances between 1 to 10 of you returning back to Between the Ropes Radio? How
myself,
would you announce that?
Oh, gosh, okay. Myself, Lola Bradbury, will, between a chance of 1 in 10, absolutely times a million returning to Between the Ropes Radio and between Talk Between the Ropes, which I'll be on tomorrow night.
We will be doing that tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on Facebook Live, because tonight was a special combination, part one, Talk Between the Ropes, happens tomorrow night, part two on Facebook Live. Miss Lola, I have to thank you very, very much. Your first ever appearance on Between the Ropes Radio, it was a special combination. I want to thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, and I cannot wait for tomorrow night for Facebook Live.
Definitely, not, without a doubt. As always, I tell everybody here on the show, God bless. You're awesome. Thank you very much for being on the show, and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lola Bradbury, this lady is the best. Miss Lola, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. My live guest tonight was from Rise Wrestling and the host of her own podcast, Rise Strong Wrestling Podcast, Miss Lola Bradbury. This was your boy Ty Asbury. Have a wonderful night here on Between the Ropes Radio. Join us tomorrow night for Talk Between the Ropes on Facebook Live. I'm out. Peace. Oh, yeah. Woo.